Und dieser Kreuz wird ja was persönlich.
Okay, I just want to, I had a very, very great chiddush in what we learned last week. And I want to tell it to you. It's something beautiful.
When did you have it?
Like Boima.
Oh.
Yeah. When I stuck in traffic, I was thinking about it, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it is
Mishnah Tess. But really, what we learned Mishnah Yod. Yeah, Mishnah Yod, but we're going to learn Mishnah, like we end Mishnah Tess, and we're going to learn Mishnah Yod. But
last week,
we learned, you know, even only to hear this chiddush, it's good enough. We learned last week the story of Tanur Shel Achnoi, the oven of the snake. It looks like a snake. Yeah? Now, let's think about what we learned there. We said we're going to go a bit into it. We learned there that Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus said it's tahor, right? That was a shita, right? And all the other Chachmei Yisrael, all of them said it's tameh, right? Now, Rav Lezer was sure he was right. And he had a great argument with the sages, with all of the sages, with Rabbi Yehoshua, with Rabbi Yossi, with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, he was the head of the Sanhedrin, yeah? He had an argument with all of them. They said Tameh, he said Tahor. And they said Tameh. And the Gemara tells us a story. The story is that he tried to bring he tried to bring, you know, I would say spiritual powers to show that he's right. He brought the tree, he brought the water, he brought the walls of the Beis Medrash. And in the end, he said that Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, the Batko, the echo, the echo of the sky, echo of Kadosh Baruch Hu, meaning, said it's Tahor, he's right. Still,
they said
Tameh. And then, what was that? He says, Lo Bashamayim, it's not Bashamayim. Right? Lo Bashamayim. What's the idea? What does it say here? The deep idea is that, and that's what I want to talk about a bit. Torah Shebichta, and that's the difference, we should understand. Judaism, it's not fundamentalistic religion. It's a living one. I mean, we don't go according to the text, it says like this, and that's it. It's a living way of learning, of studying. We have, on one side, we have the Torah Shebichtav, on the other side, and what brought from Sinai, on the other side, we have the understanding of each generation, the understanding of the sages, and that's the idea of Acharei Rabim Lehatot.
A living Torah.
And the halacha should be judged according to the Rabim, according to whoever is, most of the sages say. That's according to halacha is. That's what halacha is according to that. Decided. Now, what did Rabbi Eliezer think? What did he think? You know, we all think, you know, okay, that's Chachamim. And this is the way it works. In every generation, according to what most of Chachamim say, that's it. Yeah? What did Rabbi Eliezer think? And he still stood up in his ways, in his idea. He didn't agree to them.
He went by the rule.
He didn't agree to go according to them, and because of that, they put him in Chayim. Yeah. But what did he think? Until his last days, what did he think?
He also say that the Torah is not in heaven. He agree with that.
But he followed by Moshe Sinai. He was going by Moshe Sinai.
Yeah. It sounds like
this is
the
great
God.
So this is the great Chiddush.
What were his words?
He said Tahor.
Oh.
Tahor.
Yeah, and they said Tameh. He didn't say what he explained. They said Acharei Rabim Lehatot. So what did he say? I think it's amazing, amazing thing. Because what did we learn Rabbi Eliezer is so special in? What is special in Rabbi Eliezer? The first thing we learned, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what did he say about Rabbi Eliezer?
That he was straight.
Bo sot she'enam abet topa. He keeps everything he learns. Whatever he learned from his rabbis, it stays. Yeah? He's the sign. He's, as we said, between the Sinai, the one who is the Sinai, knows everything, knows the knowledge, and the Oker Arim, those who make the pupil, they have the understanding, he's the Sinai. Meaning, he said exactly what he heard from his rabbis. Meaning, what he said, it's what he heard from his rabbis. And his rabbis heard from his rabbis. And his from his rabbis, what he had in his mind, it was straight from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's his speciality. That's what we're saying, that was the special of Lezer ben Hokanus. He was a Sinai. He was Borsu Chenom HaVetipa. He was the one who kept the knowledge. He was the one with the knowledge. So he had the knowledge. But still, tell me the Chachamim, the sages, understood differently. Yeah. Or maybe they understood from their rabbis differently.
Yeah.
Now, in his eyes, he kept the straight direction, the straight path, and the straight, I would say, tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Came Chachamim and said, well, we understand it's the whole. And that's it. Though we're not Sinai, we're not bosses, maybe we forget things, maybe we're great in understanding, not so much in knowledge. But this is most of the Chachamim, and there's most of us, and this is what we understand, so that's it. So really, in the depth of the idea is, when you have the Sinai, you have Moshe Rabbeinu, you have the Halakha as it is, but comes a generation where Chachamim understand differently, that's it. You go according to most Chachamim, and as Rabban Gamliel says, we have two reasons why. And we can see here there's two reasons why we do it. Why we go according to most of the Chachamim. And we don't go according to, you know, even if it's right. Even if accordingly is right. Even because Baruch says it's right. Even if he's the one who heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Even if he's the one who the Bat Kol says is right. Why do we still go according to most of the Chachamim? So there's two reasons. Abu Sur. One reason is, as we learned in the Mishnah itself, it says, "Achrei Rabbim Latot." Akadosh Baruch Hu says, "You should go Achrei Rabbim. You should go according to the most Talmidei Chachamim." That's part of the rules of the Torah. Now, you should always, though the Torah in one hand is given by Akadosh Baruch Hu, but lo b'shamayim, it's not in the sky. It's given to the human being. And according to the understanding of human beings, and according to the understanding of Chachamim, so that's the way they understand, and this is the way we keep the Torah. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. He wants it, we should do it according to what the sages say. So it could be that things that as we can see, Moshe said differently, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go from the sages of our generation.
Yeah, but God himself said, they've overcome me.
Yes, right? Exactly. Because it's given to human beings, given to Chachmei Israel. We're not we do have ways how to learn the Torah, yeah? Not everyone can go and say, well, this way I understand. You need to be a Chacham. You need to be, you should be in the structure of the Halakha, yeah? That's one reason written in the Halakha. Another reason is we see what Rabban Gamliel says. Now, one reason is what Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chanina, the Talmud Chacham, said. Yeah? And what Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chanina said, he said, Lo b'shamayimi, you gave it from the sky, you gave it to us, it's in our hands of the Chachamei Israel, so we will decide. That's what we see in the story of Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chanina. The argument of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that's what Rabbi Yeshua said. The argument of Rabbi Yeshua and Bat Kol, that's what Rabbi Yeshua said. That was one argument. Then, the story goes on with the story. The story says that Rabbi Gamliel, that he was the head of the Sanhedrin, he was the political leader of the generation, yeah. He went in the ship, and the ship tried to drown him down. In the sea, the waves were so high and tried to drown him down. He stood up and said, well, I know why, it's because of what I did to Rabbi Lezer, yeah? But you should know, whatever I did, that's what he explained. Who is he talking? He's talking to Akadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah? He's saying, whatever I did it not for my honor, not for the honor of my family. I did it in order that we shouldn't have too many machloket b'Israel. We shouldn't have too many shitot. We have one shita, we have one halacha, one tradition, and this is how we keep the generation. So we have two.
So what happened?
And what happened is the sea calmed down. Yeah, he calmed down. He was old. He was saved.
He was the only one that lived out of all of them.
And he go on. Later, well, later they were all punished. All of them. But in that point, that's why he answered.
Then wouldn't you say that the final result is how God felt about it?
Well, we see that what God felt about it, he accepted it. He accepted it. He accepted what Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanina said, Lo b'shamayim hi, one number one, and he accepted also what Rabbi Gamliel said. So we see here two explanations, and it's very interesting because later, the idea of Achir Rabbim Lahatot, there's two, when we look into Yeshua, and why Achir Rabbim Lahatot? So we see there's the answer of the Rosh and the answer of the Chinuch. The Rosh says, you know, why Achir Rabbim Lahatot? Not the Rosh asks, yeah, why Achir Rabbim Lahatot? Why is it? If you go according to Rabbim, even if you believe, even if you understand differently, you have to go after Chayyim Rabbim. Why? So the Rosh says, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if he says in Torah, Chayyim Rabbim Lahatot, yeah, it means that the truth is in what they say. That's the truth. That's what the Torah wants. So if you think, you think something is awesome, but the Rosh says Mutar, so if you believe, you understand it's us, but if the Rav, most of the Chachmeis say it's us, it's Mota, that's the Halacha. That's the true Halacha. The Halacha could even change, because that's what they decided. That's what the Rosh said. So even if you know you understood Tameh, but still, if most of the Chachmeis the Sanhedrin said Tahor, it's Tahor. That's it. That's the Rosh says. The Chinuch has a different answer. He says an interesting answer. He says, well, look, what's the truth? Maybe Tahor, maybe Tameh, we're not sure about it. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, he wanted one thing. He wanted to have one Torah, not to have too many shittot. You have to keep, you know, we have to keep together. We all need to keep together. So, the Torah gave us a rule, how we should do. We should do according to what most Chachmei say, that's it. That we should all keep to. You know, we shouldn't get into it. We shouldn't get separated into many, many, many groups. We have to all keep one. That's the idea. What's amazing here is that these two answers, you can see in these two arguments. Yeah, the first argument of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hanania and the Bat Kol, the first argument between Rabbi Yehoshua and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sky was, yeah, he was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, well, he's right, Tahor. That was the bad part. But Rav Shua said, well, no, you said Achir Rabbim Lahatot, lo b'shamayim, that's it. That's the truth changes. That's the Rosh. That's exactly what the Rosh says. And that's the scholar's answer, the Talmud Chochem's answer. Then you had Rav Gamliel had the same argument with the powers of Hashem. What was his answer? He was a political leader. What was his answer? His answer was like the Chinuch. What did he say? He said, well, I didn't do it for me. I didn't do it for the honor of my people, or not the honor of my family. I did it in order that Am Yisrael should stay united. That's why I did it. Should be united. That's why I did it. And it was accepted. So we see how the idea is one, but we see how both of them are right.
So why would he argue that anymore if those two people came out with that saying and then some accepted it?
Why, you're asking Rabbi Eliezer.
Yeah.
Well, Rabbi Eliezer had an inside truth, you know, he said, well, but that's why he heard from whatever he said, he heard it from his rabbis.
Right,
from
he
said, but that's why he heard from Rabbi Ben Zaken,
from Moshe Rabbeinu. But he agreed with them at the end. So yeah. Why keep on quarreling? That he had to go with the Cherem.
Yeah, the people heard the voice of God at Mount Sinai, and they were bound by it. So why all of a sudden they're not bound by it? It seems like they staged a coup against God and said, forget it, we don't want to do what you say.
But you should understand, it all comes from the same source. It all comes from the Torah. The same source. But the question is what halakha of the Torah you take. If you take in, it's a bit like, you know, it's a bit like a law and constitution, you know? You have the law, but then you have the constitution, yeah? And the constitution could change the law, because it's I would say it's a meta law. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's over. It's more macro law. Yeah, so I would say like you do have the, you did maybe here in Mount Sinai or Rav Lezer maybe here, the law that it's tahor. Okay. But the meta halacha, the constitution that says achrei rabim la'atot, yeah, should change it, because that's a more macro outlook on the Torah. So because of the achrei rabim la'atot, you have to change this particular law, and that's what happened there. So they had like this constitution way of looking at it. Say, okay, maybe you've heard it. Maybe that's the law you heard from Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. May Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai heard it from his rabbis, and his rabbis, and him rabbis, his rabbis, and his rabbis, until Moshe Rabbeinu. We have a constitution. And the constitution says, Achrei Rabim Latot, and lo b'shamayim. It's not in the sky anymore. Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to us, the Chachmei Yisrael, and we decide differently. And that's what we decided. So that changes. That overpowers other laws. And that's the deep idea here. And as we know, that's what was accepted. We know that was accepted for generations. This important, that's why it's so important, this Bryce. It's so important in order to understand the power of the sages. Because, and we should understand it dramatically, because if like comes a Novi, yeah, and says something, you know, Hashem, if most of Chachmei Yisrael say different, that's it. That's what we have to follow. Even if you have Moifsim and Nissim and great, metaphysical, you can say evidence that halacha is like this, like that, it doesn't change anything. Whatever the sages say, most of the Gedolei Yisrael say in generation after generation, that's the halacha. Now it's very interesting.
So whose view was Kenegin?
What? Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah.
So did he comply afterwards?
Well, it was a chayim. That's it. Finished. They left him.
So we don't know what he held off today.
Well, we know. Well, we know that he thought differently. You know, he had his truth. He had his MS.
I mean, he's a Torah person.
Yes, but
chayim doesn't matter. He's still a Torah person.
Sure, he's a Torah.
He's got to follow the majority. Look. So. He's got to comply.
Look, we do have.
You can't go and say religion.
Well, we do see that Rabbi Eliezer is brought in the Mishnah. All his ideas and all his deus are brought in the Mishnah everywhere. Yeah, that's a shitta. Okay. But we bring a shitta, we know that's a shitta. But we should do according to what Rav Chachmei Yisrael says. Now, he for himself. He for himself has his shitta that he said, well, but that's what I heard from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Okay, we won't argue with you. That's what Chachmei Yisrael said. We won't argue with you, but we have the majority, and that's it. And over generation of generation, that's what we know. That's the law.
But it doesn't even sound like they believed their own vote. It just seems like they did it on purpose.
No. The reason, again, Lazvam Gamliel says, I did it with pain. That's what he said. I didn't do it for myself. I didn't do it for my honor. I did it with great pain.
Because I felt it had to be done.
Because it had to be done because I was worried about the Jewish nation.
He said it had to be done, so therefore he didn't believe it.
He admits that he was right, but I had to do it in order to keep the nation together as one.
Exactly.
That was the whole purpose.
They threw over a rabbinically prohibited oven.
But you
that's
find
not right.
You find it throughout the Gemara.
It begins with the oven and it ends with other things.
You always find it with the final thing is according to the Rabbeim.
Yeah.
How many things in the Beit HaMikdash was changed afterwards with the lulav and everything else bringing it?
Right.
They had it because they were afraid of the people that will look a different way and it start going the wrong way. So they had to change these laws.
It seems to be a system malfunction when you put a big rabbi into cheder. He's not following the principles of the Torah. It's a system malfunction.
Well, look, I think that until
you
that...
You the program.
I think that until that point, it was never, you know, such a... It didn't get to such a point that they have to confront this idea, you know. Who do we follow? And that was the point where it was decided, you know. This is how we do it. You know what I mean?
So he was a scapegoat for the...
Yeah, in some ways, yeah. Well, they did pay for it, you know what I mean? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel and
Rabbi
all,
Akiva,
yeah,
right.
They were all, yeah, they did pay for it. Yeah,
but they paid for it in terms of because it caused pain to
yes, yes.
Not that they made a wrong
exactly,
decision.
Exactly, right, right. But it stayed, but that's how it stayed. Now we see something very interesting. If we're looking now in the history, we do see that there were many, you know, there were many times there was machloket, and, you know, there were certain groups and so on. Usually, if you follow the Rabbi Hulatos, then it kept. You see, you can see how it continued, the generation after generation of the tradition. But if you, anyone who split away and tried to do like something for himself, he got lost. You know, no one knows about him today, even. All the traditions, the mainstream, where most of the rabbeim go. That's what it follows, generation after generation, generation after generation. Very interesting, because we should understand, because till then, you know, we did have Beis HaMikdash, we had Nevuah, we had stronger connection with the Torah. There were so many machloket, even, you know, you had only Hillel and Shammai, that's it. You didn't have, you know, like five Talmidim, everyone has a different idea. You didn't have it. First you had only one, then you had two, and that's it. Yeah, but you see, as it split it, as we went far from the Torah, then it splits. Then they had to come to a time and said, well, okay, now we have to decide. Now we have to decide. How do we keep it? And that's when they gave this for our for generation after generation of Torah Shebaal Peh. We know Torah Shebaal Peh can get wide and broad and many ideas, but always we go according to the majority. Because the majority is those who gives us the halakha.
What happens if you have a majority of kofarim?
There's no such thing.
What do you mean, there's no such thing?
Because the idea is, you know, it's like asking, you know, I'll give you for example. Let's say there would be a decision that if this guy, a decision in the hospital, you know, we'll decide if he gets operation or not according to the majority of the cardiologist. Yeah? Someone will stand up and say, well, what if you have a majority of cleaners? We're talking about cardiologists. We're talking about someone who has the knowledge. Yeah, experts we're talking about. We're talking about experts in Torah, yeah? We're talking about the sages. If the majority of sages, not the majority of Amiraites, we don't care about Amiraites. The majority of people who studied and or Talmidei Chachamim and studied by the great rabbis and have the great knowledge.
Well,
we're talking about them.
People get overthrew when they get overtaken by the Amoraites. I mean,
what?
This has happened before.
We don't care about
Amoraites.
Who cares about Amoraites? They don't have the knowledge. We're talking about Talmidei Chachamim. We're talking about Gdolei Yisrael. If you have Gdolei Yisrael, yeah, you have the Chofetz Chaim, you have the Chazon Ish, you have the Chaim Briske. What do they say? That's what we care about. We don't care what says, I don't know.
Democracy is a farce.
What?
Democracy is a farce. One man, one vote. Democracy, it's a force.
In some ways, you'd have the Sanhedrin, yeah? I mean, the Sanhedrin is not democracy. I mean, you had the Sanhedrin, yeah? 70 sages, yeah? According to what they said, Lishkas HaGodes, that was, you know?
No, I'm talking about the modern democratic system.
The democratic system that goes according to majority has roots in Chazal. It has roots, yeah.
So you're
getting the opinion of cleaners. Depends on what? Okay, a cleaner could give us an opinion about cleaning. Okay, if I want to know how to clean well, I'll maybe ask the majority of cleaners. Okay, could be, yeah. Or the idea of democracy, if I want to know, you know, what best road to build or what those people want, maybe it's the idea of Torah would be, you know, ask the majority about what doing with the road. But if we're asking about what doing about the Torah, you ask the sages, people understand the Torah, the Gdolei Yisrael. So it is, you know, but it's just you have to have the right. Majority of people understand it, yeah, not just. So that was the Chiddush of Lezer. That really the Rambam and the Rosh, we see it here in this. And the Chinuch, the Rosh and the Chinuch, we see it here. That's the Chiddush of that. Okay. So tomorrow we'll go on, we'll see what the Lezer says. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.